Salaam ala Nabina Muhammad wa ba'd. So our brother Abu Abdullah from the Somali is going to bring his lecture now, inshallah, from the biography of the great Imam Al-Ajuri. And inshallah after that we have a tele-link with our Sheikh, Sheikh Rabi bin Hadi Al-Masali.
Jazakumullahu khairan.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى for this lecture I would like to summarize the first few chapters of the great and classical work known as the Sharia that was compiled by Imam Al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala. Before I begin to summarize the first three chapters, I thought that it would be beneficial for the brothers and sisters to understand who exactly this great Imam rahimahullah ta'ala is. And for his biography, I will read it from the compilation compiled by Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, Sira Alam al-Nubala, biographies of the outstanding individuals of Islam from amongst the fantastic figures of this religion. Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in the biography of Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, Al-Imam Al-Muhaddith Al-Qudwa, Imam, the example and the scholar of hadith. So with those three words, we should understand the status and position that this scholar rahimahullah ta'ala enjoy. As Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah refers to him as an imam and an example and a muhaddith. Sheikh al-Haram al-Sharif, he was the Sheikh of the Haram. Abu Bakr, that was his kunya. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Baghdadi al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala. So his kunya was Abu Bakr, and his name was Muhammad ibn al-Husayn ibn Abdullah al-Baghdadi rahimahullah al-Ajuri. Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he said, Sahib al-Tawali. He has compiled and written many works. Minha, from those books, Al-Sharia fi Sunnah, the book that we will inshallah ta'ala summarize the first three chapters from, Al-Sharia, which is a comprehensive reference point clarifying the aqidah and the methodology, and it highlights the errors and mistakes of the people of misguidance. And Al-Dhahabi, he goes on to mention some of the other works of Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, Kitab al-Ru'ya, Al-Ghuraba ila akhirihi. Those who would like to familiarize themselves with the others, they can return back to this and other references. Then Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he goes on to mention the mashayikh, the teachers of Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, because the Immat al-Salaf, the Imam individuals that took their religion solely from books, rather they would take it from the mouths of the scholars. Sami'a, Al-Ajuri heard from Al-Muslim rahimahullah, wa huwa akbar shaykh indahu, wa Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Marwazi rahimahullah, wa Abu Shu'ayb al-Harrami, وأحمد بن يحيى الحلواني والحسن بن علي القطان وجعفر بن محمد الفريابي. And he goes on to mention some of the other teachers of Al-Ajurri rahimahullah. And from amongst them is Ibn Abi Dawud rahimahullah. And at that he finished by mentioning وَخَلْقًا سِوَاهُمْ. And there are more. This is just a brief list. Who is Ibn Abi Dawud that was mentioned here? Tafadhal. Na'am, the son of the great Imam who compiled Sunan Abi Dawud. And what poem did he compile, the son of Abu Dawud rahimahullah ta'ala? Al-Ha'iyah. How do we know that Abu Bakr Ibn Abi Dawud rahimahullah was from the teachers of this great Imam Al-Ajurri rahimahullah? Ufidukum barakallahu fikum. We know because at the end of Al-Sharia, the end of the book Al-Sharia, Al-Ajurri rahimahullah, he states, وَقَدْ كَانَ أَبُو بَكْرِ مِنْ أَبِي دَاوُدْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dawud رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ أَنْشَدَنَا قَصِيدًا. He recited for us a piece of poetry. قَالَهَا فِي السُنَّةِ. And it was related to the sunnah. عَقِيدَةً وَمَنْهَجًا. وَهَذَا. And he said, وَأَنَا أَذْكُرُهَا لِيَزْدَادَ. And I will mention it here, meaning in the Sharia, so that the people of the sunnah, their certainty and their strength can be increased by this poem. And then he said, أَمْلَ عَلَيْنَا أَبُو بَكْرِ ابْنَ أَبِي دَاوُدَ. That Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dawud rahimahullah, he read for us and he read the poem. نعم. الذهبي رحمه الله, he goes on to say, وكان سلوقا أيرا سنة واتباع. الأجري رحمه الله, he was trustworthy. And he was a person who was virtuous, abidan, a worshipper, known for his worship, and the person of the sunnah and ittiba, following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the understanding of the rightly guided predecessor. Qal al-Khatib. Who is al-Khatib? Al-Baghdadi rahimahullah. Kana dayinan thiqa. Al-Ajurri was a righteous man. And he was a precise narrator. لَهُ تَفَانِي. And he has various works. قُلْتُ. I say. Who says? الذهبي رحمه الله. قُلْتُ. أي الذهبي. حَدَّثَ عَنُهُ. Now he's going on to mention some of his students. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ عَلَى طَرِيقِ الْحَفَرِ. And this is not restricting الْأَجُرِ. Because there are many. عبد الرحمن ابن عمر ابن النحاس رحمه الله وابو الحسين ابن بشران واخوه عن اسبابه ابو القاسم ابن بشران والمقري ابو الحسن وابو نعيم الحافظ ابو نعيم السيمس الحلية. نعم. وخلق من الحجاج والمجاورين. And there are many people as well from his students that would make hajj and were in that vicinity. في المحرم سنة 63 وكان من أبناء 80. He died in Mecca in the month of المحرم in the year 360 Hijri, and he was 80 years of age. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him, rahimahullah, and be pleased with him. So how or what year did the birth of Al-Ajurri rahimahullah ta'ala take place? And there is a difference of opinion. Ala qawli. Somebody said 600. 280 Hijri rahimahullah. So ala qawli al-Dhahabi. And there is another opinion. Walakin nabtahi bihada inshaAllah ta'ala. That he was born in the year 280 Hijri. Rahmatullahi alayhi. And it's mentioned concerning Al-Ajurri rahimahullah that لما وصل الأجر رحمه الله إلى مكة استحسنها he really liked the place. And he supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal, فَتَحَسَّنْ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنْ قَالْ Oh Allah, Allahumma, allow me to live there, reside there in this land for a year. And that is the plague, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he remained there for a lot longer than that. So that, brothers and sisters, biography of this Imam, rahimahullah ta'ala. As for his madhab, as it relates to fiqh, does anyone have any ideas with regard to his madhab? هناك قولان, there are two opinions concerning the orientation of this great Imam as it relates to his madhab. Some of them mention that he ascribed to the Hanbali school of thought, and others mention the Shafi'i school of thought. ولكن لا مانع, there's nothing preventing that Al-Ajurri rahimahullah ta'ala was an Imam muhaqqiq, mujtahid, ولا يتقيد بمذهب معين. That is possible that he was an Imam in his own right, a mujtahid, that did not restrict himself to one school of thought. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. And Allah knows this. Moving on to his book, Al-Sharia, which as I mentioned, is an encyclopedia, for lack of a better term, or a comprehensive reference to the people of the Sunnah in terms of matters of Aqidah and Manhaj, as understood by the Salaf, based upon the text, the Nusus of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And obviously, in one lesson, it is impossible to even read in entirety the first three chapters. However, inshallah ta'ala, I will summarize from a summary of a Sharia that was done by Abu Amr Hafidhullah ta'ala. So the first chapter that we will read from for this synopsis, this glimpse of this work, and in reality it is deserving to be studied in a lot more detail, is the chapter Dhikr al-Amri بلزوم الجماعة والنهي عن الفرقة فللاتباع وترك الابتداع. The command to cling to the jama'ah, the command to cling to the jama'ah, and the prohibition of splitting, and we should follow and abandon innovating. Al-Ajurri, he said, rahimahullah, قال محمد بن الحسين رحمه الله عز وجل بمنه وفضله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His grace and His favor, أخبرنا في كتابه, has informed us in His book, عمن تقدم من أهل الكتابين, about those, the two people of the book, of the people of the two books, Al-Yahud wa Nasara, the Jews and the Christians, أنهم إنما هلكوا لما افترقوا في دينهم, that they were destroyed due to them differing about their religion. وَأَلَمَنَا مَوْلَانَا الْكَرِيمِ أَنَّ الَّذِي حَمَّلَهُمْ عَلَى الْفِرْقَةِ عَنِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. And our Lord and Protector has informed us and taught us that that which caused them to split and differ and turn away from the jama'ah towards innovation, till they were prohibited from إِنَّمَا هُوَ الْبَغِي وَالْحَسَدِ. It was due to injustice, transgression and jealousy. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He informed us in His book that the Jews and the Christians, they were destroyed due to the fact that they differed. They differed concerning their religion. And that caused them to split and embrace falsehood due to transgression and hasad, jealousy. بعد أن علموا ما لم يعلم غيرهم. And this was after they had knowledge of things that others did not share this knowledge. They had knowledge of things of which others did not have this knowledge. So look, Al-Imam Al-Ajurri rahimahullah is telling us that they did not go astray just because of jahl. Rather, they possessed knowledge knowledge which others lack and did not have. فَحَرَلَهُمْ شِبْ إِلَىٰ أَنْصَارُ فِرَقَىٰ فَعَلَكُ. So the extreme envy and jealousy and injustice and transgression, it caused them to become sects, and thus they were destroyed. فَحَذَّرَنَا مَوْلَانَا الْكَرِيمِ أَن نَكُونَ مِثْلَهُمْ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He warns us. He warns us against what? Resembling them. فَنَهْلِكْ كَمَا هَلَكُوا. Because if we were to resemble them, then we would be destroyed like they were destroyed. بَلْ أَمَرَنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded us to cling to the jama'ah. The jama'ah ma wafaq al-haq walau kunta wahdak. That which is in accordance to the truth, even if you are alone. To cling to hearing and obeying the Muslim rulers. To cling to the jama'ah. Wa na'ana al-firqa. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He forbade us from splitting and differing. وَكَذَلِكَ حَذَّرَنَا النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مِنَ الْفِرْقَةِ وَأَمَرَنَا بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. And like sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He warned us against splitting and differing, and He commanded us to cling to the jama'ah. وَكَذَلِكَ حَذَّرَنَا أَئِمَّتُنَا مِمَّنْ سَلَفُ. And likewise, the Imam who have gone before us, min ulama al-Muslimin, from the Imam, the scholars of the Muslims, all of them يأمرون بلزوم الجماعة. They command us to cling to the jama'ah. وينهون عن الفرقة. And they all prohibit us from splitting and differing. فإن قال قائل, if someone was to say, Salajuri rahimahullah, he said, فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ. If someone was to say, or someone was to ask, or somebody was to question, فَذْكُرْ لَنَا لِنَحْضَرَ مَا تَقُولُهُ. Mention to us proofs and evidences so that we can avoid what you are warning us about, so that we can cling to the jama'ah, and so that we can avoid splitting and differing. So Ala Jurri, he said, فَأَذْكُرْ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ مَا حَضَرَنِي ذِكْرُ مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِي الَّذِي عَلَّمَنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ نَصِيحًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَهْلِ الْفِقْهِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنْ سَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, or mention, meaning the evidences, but as far as my knowledge allows, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught me, or given me knowledge of, and this is by way of advice to my brothers from the people of the Quran, from the people of Hadith, from the people of Fiqh, and other than them, from the rest of the Muslims. So this is nasiha, advice. From Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, he said, وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقُ لِمَا قَسَدْتُ لَهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who grants success for that which I have intended. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who can assist. Insha'Allah, قال الله تعالى. And he started by mentioning the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 213. كان الناس أمة واحدة. Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us that mankind, they were one nation, they were one community. فبعث الله النبيين, sent to them prophets, مبشرين ومنذرين, prophets who brought to them glad tidings and warnings. وَأَنْزَلَ مَعْهُمَ الْكِتَابِ. And with them he sent down the scripture. In truth, so that they could judge between the people in matters that they differed. And only those to whom the scripture was given differed concerning. It after the proof became clear due to transgression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides those whom He chooses to depart. Briefly, inshallah ta'ala, I just want to pause for a minute so we can get some clarification of this ayah, the meaning of this verse, and its context. And I will use, inshallah ta'ala, the tafsir of As-Si'di rahimahullah ta'ala, as it is simple and basic. So As-Si'di rahimahullah ta'ala, or As-Si'di, both of them are acceptable. He said, explaining the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَانَ النَّاسِ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. The people kind was one person. So As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أي كَانَ النَّاسِ مُدْفِرِ وَالضَّلَالِ. The people, they were united. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ نُورٍ. They had no light, وَلَا إِمَانٍ, and no true faith. فَرَحِمَهُ أَوْلِهِ and mercy upon them. بِإِرْسَالِ الرُّسُلِ إِلَيْهِمْ, by sending to them messengers, مُبَشِّرِينَ, who brought glad tidings. مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ بثمرات الطاعات من الرزق والقوة من البدن والقلب والحياة الطيبة وأعلى ذلك الفوز برضوان الله والجنة. And these messengers that Allah sent, they brought glad tidings to those who obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal from the fruits of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a risk, sustenance and strength in the body and the heart, and a pleasant life. Al-hayat al-tayyiba is one of the fruits of obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And the greatest part of this, the greatest fruit of obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, the greatest fruit of obeying those messengers, was that the one who obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, he would be successful because Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with him. And for this person is Al-Jannah, paradise. And that surely is the greatest success. وَمُنْدِرِينَ, these messengers that were sent, they were warners. Warning what? مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهُ, whoever disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal, بِثَمَرَاتِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. They were warning those who were disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal of the results of disobedience. مِنْ حُرْمَانِ الرِّزْقِ, a person may be deprived of sustenance due to ma'asir. وَالضَّعْف, weakness, وَالْإِهَانَ, humiliation, وَالْحَيَاةُ طَيِّقَةً, a discomfort in one's life, an uncomfortable life. وَأَشَدْ ذَلِكَ, and the most severe part of ma'asir is that a person will earn سَخَطُ اللَّهِ, the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَالنَّارِ, and the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَأَنْزَلَ مَعَهُمَ الْكِتَابِ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He revealed with them the book, so that they could judge between the people. He revealed to them the book in truth. وَهُوَ الْإِخْبَارَاتِ السَّادِقَةِ وَالْأَوَامِرِ الْعَادِلَةِ. The scriptures that were revealed contain information that was true and command. فَكُلُّ مَا اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْكُتُبِ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ, everything that we find in the divine books of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَوَ الْحَقِّ, it is true. And those books or those scriptures, they solve the disputes بين المختلفين of those who differ في الأصول والفروع. So by those books, the disputes concerning the fundamentals and the branch of subsidiary issues could be solved. وهذا هو الواجب عند الاختلاف. So also, brothers and sisters, that is pointing to the fact that when people differ, we need to return back to the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When people differ, we have to return back to the revelation that Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed. Al-Qur'an wa Sunnah. And the Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, so we return back affairs of differing and dispute to Allah and His Messenger. ولولا أن في كتابه وسنة رسوله فصل النزاع لما أمر بالرد إليهما. If there was no solution in the Quran and the Sunnah for the disputes that people have, then Allah Azza wa Jalla would have not commanded us to refer back to them. Allah Azza wa Jalla would have not commanded us to return back to them. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He said, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. And the people did not differ after knowledge had been given to them except due to transgression because of injustice that appeared between them. So As-Sa'di رحمه الله تعالى, he said, فَاخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ أَوَّلَ النَّاسِ بِالْإِجْتِمَاعِ عَلِيهِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal is informing us that they differed concerning their scriptures, even though it was befitting that they should have united upon it. وَذَلِكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَلِمُوهُ وَتَيَقَّنُوهُ بِالْآيَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And that was after they had knowledge. They were aware of the ayat, which were clear. وَالْأَدِلَّ الْقَاطِعَاتِ. And those definite proofs. And due to this they went astray. Due to this they went astray. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, فَهَدَى اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides those who believe. أي من هذه الأمة. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He guides those from this ummah. He guides those from this ummah, those who believe, to the truth in affairs that they differ. فَكُلُّ مَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَ سَعَدٍ, He says, everything that the people of the book disputed about, وَأَخْطَوْ فِيهِ, and they were mistaken concerning, هَذَا اللَّهُ لِلْحَقِّ فِيهِ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, by His permission, He guided this ummah to the correct position about that which they differ. I mentioned that, the tafsir, to give us a context so that we can understand exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us about. Al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned various ayat. I will read a few inshallah ta'ala. When Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that the only religion accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمْ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. And those who were given the scripture, they did not differ except due to transgression and injustice after knowledge had come to them. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and whoever disbelieves in the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ, then Allah will be swift to bring him to account. Also he said, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ, verily those who split and divided in their religion, وَكَانُوا شِيعًا, and they became sects and party, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have no concern with them. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ, their affair is with Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will inform them about that which they used to do. And Al-Ajuri, he goes on to mention other ayats. He said, قال محمد بن حسين فأعلمنا مولانا الكريم, our protector and lord and guardian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, informs us أنهم أوتوا علما, that the people of the two books, they were given knowledge, they had ilm. فبغى بعضهم على بعض, but some of them transgressed against others. Meaning, they did implement their scriptures. That is why, brothers and sisters, the one who is upon the sunnah, he has to implement the Quran and the sunnah, whether it's for him or whether it's against him. Whether it's for a friend or whether it's for an enemy. Because if we fall into al-baghi, transgression and injustice, and we ignore what is found in the book and the sunnah, when we deal with other people, whether they are friends or foes, then we're falling into exactly what Allah Azza wa Jalla warned us against. So that is why, from the signs of the people of sunnah, is al-adl, that they are just. They are just as it relates to themselves and as it relates to others. Al-Ajurri, he said, and some of them were jealous of others. Look at the danger of al-hatad. So transgression, injustice, meaning when you wrong someone, you don't give them their heart. And jealousy, it can lead to division, it can lead to splitting, it can lead to the formation of sects. حَتَّى أَخْرَجُهُمْ ذَلِكَ إِلَى أَن تَفَرَّقُوا فَهَلَكُوا. And this injustice and jealousy, it caused them to split, and that is why they were destroyed. فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ عَلَى جُرِي, he said, if somebody was to ask, فَأَيْنَ الْمَوَاضِعُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ التي فيها نهانا الله تعالى أن نكون مثلهم. Where are the places in the Quran that Allah warns us against resembling them? حتى نحضر ما حضرنا مولانا الكريم من الفرقة بل نلزم الجماعة. What is the purpose, Ikhwan? The purpose of mentioning these verses. Al-Ajurri, he said, so somebody was to say, where in the Quran can we find Allah warning us against splitting and differing so that we can stay away from it and we can stay away from what Allah has warned us against? So look, Ikhwan, our qasd when we study the text is obviously we do it for the sake of Allah, but also for implementation. No sane individual should want to fall into something Allah has warned us against. If Allah has censored a people and rebuked them and criticized them for something, he's warning us against this part. So we should run far away from it. So if someone was to say, where can we find this in the Quran, so that we can stay away from what Allah warned us against, our protector, our Lord, where he warned us against division, so that we can cling to the jama'ah. Al-Ajurri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, qila lahu, the response is, qala Allah ta'ala, Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّهُ بَلِيمٌ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, he deserves to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except that you are Muslim. وَأَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And hold on all of you to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not differ. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us to hold on to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And do not differ. We mentioned earlier the son of Abu Dawud rahimahullah, the first two lines of the poem, تمسك بحبل الله واتبع الهدى ولا تكو بدعيا لعلك تفلح. And hold on to the rope of Allah, تمسك بحبل الله واتبع الهدى, and follow that which is guidance, ولا تكو بدعيا لعلك تفلح. And do not be an innovator so that you may be successful. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Because at one point you were enemies, and Allah Azza wa Jalla joined your hearts. So brothers and sisters, we are not like those people who believe in the Machiavellian principles. What do we mean by the Machiavellian principle? Al-ghaya tusawwir al-wasila. Those people that believe in Machiavellian principle, the principle is al-ghaya tusawwir al-wasila. That the end, it justifies the means. So if we want to unite, they say we can unite upon anything. We forgive one another because we're all Muslims. We have to unite. That's the most important thing. How we unite is not important. That's batil. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions in this ayah that He was the one who joined the heart. If we spent everything in the heavens and the earth, we would never be able to join the heart. فَالتَّوْفِيقْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Success is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Unity, it can only be achieved if Allah Azza wa Jalla grants us success. How is that? Allah tells us in these ayat, hold on to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. Al-Qur'an wa sunnah. And remember the blessing of Allah upon you when you were enemies, one to another, and Allah joined your heart. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And it was a blessing of Allah that you became brothers. It was a blessing min Allah Azza wa Jal. Something that if we spend hundreds and thousands of years, we will never be able to establish unless we act upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ. And Allah Azza wa Jal informs us, He said, and you were on the brink of a pit of the fire and Allah saved you. But how did Allah Azza wa Jal save them? With the Qur'an and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. This is the way that Allah Azza wa Jal clarifies to you His ayat, His proof, so that you may be upon guidance. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةً. And let there arise from you a group of people. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Calling the people to good, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And Allah tells us they are the successful. Now here is the prohibition. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be like those people of the past who differed and disagreed. وَاخْتَلَفُوا. When did they differ? When did they split? When did they fall out with one another? مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. After clear proof had been conveyed to them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a severe torment. And Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, he goes on to mention other ayah. لكن نكتفي بهذا إن شاء الله. Then he says, قال محمد بن الحسين فهل يكون من البيان أشفى من هذا عندما نعقر عن الله تعالى وتدبر ما حذره به مولاه الكريم من الفرقة. Is there a clarification that satisfies our thirst, that convinces us more than this? For the one who understands and thinks about what Allah warned us against from splitting and differing, Ikhwan, that's enough. These ayat are enough to clarify for us, one, the command to stick to the Jama'ah, the command to stick to the Qur'an and to the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf, the prohibition of splitting and differing. Also, it highlights the cause for splitting and differing is what? The cause is al-baghi, transgression, injustice, and jealousy. Injustice when people divert from the Qur'an and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf. Al-Ajurri, he said, ثُمَّ أَعْلَمُوا رَحِمَنَ اللَّهُ. Know, may Allah have mercy upon us and upon you. فَهَذَا نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ. Al-Ajurri, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, Muhammad ibn al-Husayn is a sincere advisor because he wants good for all of the Muslims. He said, no, may Allah have mercy upon me, us and you. أن الله تعالى قد أعلمنا وإياكم has informed us and you في كتابه in his book أنه لا بد من أن يكون الاختلاف بين خلقه, that there will definitely be differing, the creation will differ in شئنا أم أبينا. هذا شيء قد قدره الله سبحانه وتعالى. This is something Allah has decreed that the creation will differ, so that Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide those whom He chooses, and Allah Azza wa Jal will guide those who He chooses. جعل الله عز وجل ذلك موعدة يتذكر بها المؤمنون فيحذرون الفرقة ويلزمون الجماعة ويدعون المراء والخصومات في الدين ويتبعون ولا يبتدعون. He said, and Allah Azza wa Jal has made this a sign. This differing is a sign. A sign for who? The believers. An admonition. So that they can reflect upon it. And they can stay away from this splitting and differing. To the Jama'ah. They can cling to the Haqq. And they can abandon quarreling and philosophical argumentations in the religion. So they can follow. اتبعوا ما أوحي إليكم. Follow that which was revealed, and not follow other than that. So Ikhwan, Al-Ajurri, he says, so that they can follow and not innovate,
فإن قال قائل, if somebody was to say, أين هذا من كتاب الله, where can we find this in the book of Allah? Look, supported by آيات, أحاديث, as we will see later on, so that we can stay away from differing and splitting. We can cling to the jama'ah, away from argumentation and quarreling about the religion, so we can follow that which was revealed and not innovate. إخواني, the way that we achieve this is through learning, طلب العلم, seeking knowledge, studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah, studying the Asab, the narrations of the Salaf. Because the people of the Sunnah, they believe that Islah, rectification, it will be through the seeking of knowledge and its implementation. By quarreling and debating and going back and forth, you waste time. وَمَنْ جَعَلَ دِينَهُ, and whoever opens his religion for quarreling and debate, he will change a lot. As Hudayb ibn al-Yaman, he said, إِنَّ الضَّلَالَ حَقَّ الضَّلَالَ أَنْ تَعْرِفْ مَا كُنْتَ تُنْكِرْ وَتُنْكِرْ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْرِفْ فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّلَوَّنْ فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّ دِينَ اللَّهِ وَاحِدْ إِنَّ الضَّلَالَ حَقَّ الضَّلَالَ. True misguidance, plain misguidance. أَنْ تَعْرِفُ مَا كُنْتَ تُنْكِرْ, that you accept that which you used to reject. One day bid'ah was bad, we stay away from bid'ah. Next day, alhamdulillah, you're sitting next to a man on a mawlid al-Nabi. والعياذ بالله نسأل الله الثبات. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us firm. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. إن الضلال حق الضلال أن تعرف ما كنت تنكر. Hudayfa said, true misguidance is that you accept that which you once used to reject. We reject the concept of remaining silent about innovation and bid'ah. But then all of a sudden you're working with people who promote al-ishti rescue from the grave and the dead. And that you reject that which you once used to accept. Beware of changing in the religion, because the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. And the Salaf, they used to say, the way to change Allah is to debate and quarrel. Because when you open your religion for debate and for quarrel, because some people, they love to debate and quarrel. And the internet is a forum for debate and quarrel. It's a forum for fitna. So if you want to open up your religion, people are going to change Allah. And that's why we're in a zaman where people are changing Allah. And we should ask Allah Azza wa Jalla constantly to allow us to remain firm. So ikhwan, that people abandon al-mira wal-khusumat. Busy yourself with teaching and benefiting the people. Let's look at the da'wah Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala. Wallahi ana qara'at fi tarjamati Shaykh rahimahullah. I read in the biography of the Shaykh a few days ago. It mentioned that the Shaykh at one stage only had one car. And the Shaykh, he sold that car so that he could give the students some provisions so that they could have those provisions so that they could use for their means. It mentioned, the Shaykh in his biography, that they would be patient with hunger. They would be patient with hunger and difficulty. The Shaykh was in an atmosphere, Rafidah Shia, Al-Ilmaniyun, Wal-Ba'athiyun. Any type of innovation we can think of was present. And as the Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah said about the Dawah Shaykh Muqbil, the da'wah of the Shaykh lit Yemen like we have not seen since maybe Allahu A'lam since the Sahaba they entered Yemen. Look how it started. The Shaykh never busied himself in debate and quarreling. Rather, it was lessons, teaching and benefiting the people. No hizbiyah, no asabiyah, even money. There wasn't millions and billions, basic needs. And that's why the Shaykh in his biography, he said, studying with us, it's possible. Ad-dirasa indana, meaning in Damaj, with Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, studying in Damaj, he said it's possible that, I can't remember the exact time, but it was about a year and a bit. He said it's equal to people going and getting degrees in university. Why is that? Because the one who goes to get a degree in a university, he goes to get the degree. How many times he might want a job, or he wants a position, or he wants to better his life. The one who went there to study, he only wanted to learn the book of Allah, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he can implement it. It wasn't for a piece of paper. So where has this ikhwan become that a shahada, a certificate? Now, Shaykh al-Albani, what about him? Shaykh Muqbil used to say, if I knew where my master's degree was, I would rip it up. Not saying, now, no doubt, if people want to study and they get degrees, alhamdulillah, biha wa ni'man. But that's not the goal. So look at the example of the da'wah of Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah. And maybe that was going to be my dars today, but it was already advertise lessons from the da'wah of Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah. The Shaykh, the da'wah started small. He was surrounded by innovation. The enemies were multiple, numerous. As I said, there was not just innovation, there was disbelief practice at that time. Provisions, money, there was a small amount of money. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He blessed the da'wah of Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, and the da'wah spread all over Yemen and throughout the world. Why? Because the Shaykh, all he had is haddathana wa akhbarana, teaching the people after dhuhr. It was Tafsir ibn Kathir, and sometimes Sahih al-Jami' mimma laysa bi sahihain. After Maghrib it would be, for example, Sahih Muslim, and another book to go along with you. And between that, after dhuhr, there would be, some people would rest, but there would be also lessons. After the lessons of the Shaykh, there were durus. So that was it was just knowledge. Not debating back and forth, debating back and forth. This one, he came with this one. Or put him in front of you. Or they must be okay because he came. Okay, where's that? Wallahi, Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, another example. Let's go back to the biography of Shaykh Muqbil. The Shaykh, he was asked, because now it's a shame that we're weighing things out of personality. You know, if someone, if he says it's okay, then it's okay. If he's there, then it must be okay. Where did this come from? When did this enter Dawah Salafiyah? They asked Shaykh Muqbil about Al-Muntada al-Islam, about Al-Muntada. We all know Muntada. And they said, Shaykh, Ibn Baz and Ibn Uthaymeen, they praise Al-Muntada. The Shaykh, he said, if they praise Al-Muntada, then you can find the answer of the Shaykh in Suhrat al-Mujib. He said, if they praised Al-Muntada before the Gulf War, then they're excused. May I praise them as well? He said, however, if they praised Al-Muntada after the Gulf War, he said, they're mistaken. They're mistaken. And he said, they need to retract that position. And then he went on to clarify the haq. Why? Because ad-deen ikhwan, the truth is not known by men. The truth is known by what is in the Quran and the Sunnah, upon the understanding of the Salaf. So Al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if somebody was to say to you, where is this? From the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قِيلَ لَهُ It is said to him. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ هُودٍ Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah Hud, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ If your Lord had willed, if your Lord had willed, then He could have surely made mankind into one nation, except, and they will never cease to differ, except those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon. Again, clear. Definitely, ikhtilaf will take place. How do we escape from that ikhtilaf? وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ They will never cease to differ except those whom Allah bestows His mercy upon. How does a person, barakallahu feekum, how does a person attain this rahmah? He has to act upon the Qur'an and the sunnah with the understanding of the sahaba. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ The believers are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا Make peace between your brothers. If they have personal dispute, or if they disagree, or if somebody is, make peace. فَأَصْلِحُوا Fear Allah, so that you may be shown mercy. So fulfilling حقوق, fulfilling rights, is a way to be shown mercy by Allah Azza wa Jalla. The greatest right is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us that the creation have rights. And then Al-Ajuri, he mentions, Barallahu feekum, the rest of, ila akhir al-ayat. Then he said, ثُمَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَمَرَ نَبِيَّهُ أَنْ يَتَّبِعْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَا يَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ مَنْ تَقَدَّمَ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ فِيمَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ Again, ikhwan, due to time, and in the summary of Shaykh Abu Amr Habibullah, there is a saq, there is a portion that has been omitted. If you go back to the asal of a sharia, something has been omitted. Obviously by mistake, maybe a printing error. And I've included the actual words from Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, going back to the origin, meaning another taba, another print. Then Al-Ajuri, he said, also Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He commanded His Prophet, أن يتبع ما أنزل إليه to follow that which was revealed to him. So that command, يشمل الأمة, that command is for everyone. Obviously, if the Prophet ﷺ was commanded with that, to follow that which was revealed, then everyone else is commanded with that as well. إلا إذا يوجد دليل, the only time something is specific to the Prophet, unless you have a proof to establish that it's specific. وإلا هو عام. So therefore, Allah commanded His Prophet to follow that which was revealed. We know revelation, Quran was Sunnah. And to not follow the desires of the previous nations that went before him in affairs that they differed. فَفَعَلَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ The Prophet ﷺ, he actually done this. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَحَذَّرَ أُمَّتُهُ الْإِخْتِلَافِ وَالْإِعْجَابِ وَاتِّبَاعِ الْهَوَى The Prophet ﷺ, he warned his nation against differing, and he warned us about al-i'jab, being amazed with yourself. Being amazed to the extent that you think it's impossible for you to go astray. It's impossible for you to err. Ikhwan, Madam, that we're breathing, there's a possibility that we could go astray, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for guidance. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ And one of you, لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ He may be doing the actions of the people of paradise, حَتَّى يَكُونَ Until there is only an arm's length, a ذِرَاعَ بَيْنُهُ Between him and paradise. Meaning he's close. Maybe his whole life, a person they went, and they were upon that which is correct. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ That which was decreed will take place. فَيَعْمَلُوا بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ Then that person, he will start to do the actions of the people of the hellfire, and he will enter it. May Allah protect us all from that. So madam, as long as we are living, we should always ask Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance, to keep us firm, to keep us upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah, until we die. That is why Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, when it was said to him, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجَلْ عَلَى السُنَّةِ If a man dies upon the sunnah, هَلْ مَاتَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ Did he die upon good? He said, oh, it's good. بَلْ مَاتَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ كُلِّهِ He said, remain silent. Surely the one who dies upon the sunnah, he's died upon everything that is good. That's why we have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, as one of the opening supplications of the night prayer, he used to say, بَارَكَ fiikum. Can anyone tell me the supplication I'm referring to? Hadith Sahih Muslim, wasil. لا من البداية إلى النهاية from the beginning to the end اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل oh Allah Lord of جبرائيل وميكائيل and إسرافيل عالم الغيب والشهادة the one who knows that which is apparent and that which is hidden فاطر السماوات والأرض creator of the heavens and the earth اهدني لما اختلف فيه guide me to the truth about that which they differ by your permission واصل إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم verily you Allah you guide those whom you choose to the straight path هذا هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم supplicating to Allah to guide him to the truth about that which they differ Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala lahu kalimat zahabiyya Shaykh al-Islam says the one who is confused al-Hamawiyya towards the end of al-Hamawiyya Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah lahu kalimat zahabiyya golden words that we should remember he said if somebody is confused about this if somebody is confused about that he was talking obviously we know asma wa sifat he said they should supplicate with the dua, and he mentioned the supplication that we just mentioned for you. And he said, inshallah, Allah will guide him to the truth about that which he is confused. Whether it's relating to this or other than it. So ikhwan, a person should never be mu'jibun bi nafsihi. Never be amazed by yourself. يعني كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين. All of the children of Adam can err, and the best of those who err are those who repent. So we can all make mistakes. None of us are infallible. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us against differing. He warned us against being amazed with oneself. He warned us against following one's desires. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى And then Al-Ajuri رَحِمَ اللَّهُ He goes on to mention more ayah. And then he said, قَالَ مُحَمَّدِ بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ هَذَا مَا حَضَرَنِي ذِكْرُهُ مِمَّا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدِ This is what I can recall from that which Allah عز وجل has commanded the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he has commanded them and to stick to the jama'ah وَيَحْذَرُ الْفُرْقَةَ and stay away from splitting فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ فَذْكُرْ مِنْ سُنَنِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنُّهُ حَذَّرَ أُمَّتُهُ ذَلِكَ قِيلَ لَهُ نَعَمْ وَوَاجِبٌ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ تَسْمَعُهُ وَتَحْذَرَ الْفُرْقَةَ وَتَلْزَمَ الْجَمَاعَةَ وَتَسْتَعِينُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ Al-Ajuri he said so if someone was to say to you if someone was to say can you mention The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he warned his nation about splitting and differing. قِيلَ لَوْ نَعْمْ It said to him, yes, of course we can. وَوَاجِبٌ عَلَيْكَ It's obligatory upon you that you listen. Because these are ayat, these are ahadith. وَاجِبٌ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَسْمَعُهُ إِن تُرِيدَ النَّجَاةَ لِنَفْسِكَ وَلِغَيْرِكَ If you want security and safety for yourself and for others, then we have to listen. He said, وَاجِبٌ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَسْمَعُهُ To listen to it so that you can stay away from splitting and differing, meaning مَبْنِيًا عَلَى الْعِلْمِ built upon knowledge. and that you can cling to the jama'ah, وَتَسْتَعِينُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. So look, ikhwan, even after ilm, you still need to seek the aid of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-Ajuri is saying, after you've heard the adillah, مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَمِنَ السُّنَّةِ, you still need to seek the aid of Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Because Allah هو الموفق. Is the one, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that grants success. Then he said, Al-Ajuri, Bab, the chapter, ذكر أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته بلزوم الجماعة وتحذيره إياهم الفرقة. Mention of the command of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a hadith where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he commanded his nation to cling to the جماعة and he warned them against splitting and differing. So these are a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In addition to the ayat, again inshallah نختصر من المختصر, we'll summarize from the summary because of time. One of the hadith that Al-Ajuri rahimahullah mentions in this chapter, عن الحارث الأشعري أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the Prophet said, إن الله تعالى أمر يحيى بن زكريا بخمس كلمات يعمل بهن ويأمر بهن بني إسرائيل. الله عز وجل, he commanded, the Prophet said, Allah عز وجل, he commanded يحيى the son of Zakariya with five things, to act upon them and to command the children of Israel with them, so that they can act upon them. وَذَكَرَ الْحَدِيثِ بِطُولِهِ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he mentioned the hadith until the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَأَنَا أَمْرُكُمْ أَنْ مِي, meaning the Prophet, I command you بِخَمْسٍ, I command you with five things, أَمَرَنِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِنَّ, Allah commanded me with them as well. Al-jama'ah, to cling to the jama'ah. Also to hear and obey. To hear and obey the Muslim rule. Wal-hijra, migration. Wal-jihad fi sabilillah, jihad in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَمَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ, whoever removes himself from the jama'ah, even by a handspan, فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ, he's taken the yoke of Islam from his head, إِلَّا أَنْ يُرَاجِعْ, unless he returns. And the hadith is corrected by Imam Ahmad and others. And the Shaykh Abu Amr, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, صَحَّهُ, he declared it to be sahih. Al-Ajuri, he mentions many ahadith, ikhwan, which highlight for us the importance, the command of sticking to the jama'ah, sticking to the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the understanding of the Salaf, hearing and obeying the Muslim rulers, clinging to this, and a hadith that warns us against splitting and differing. He mentioned another hadith, inshallah ta'ala, and I'll just suffice with this hadith before going on to read his words, which will bring the chapter to a close. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه, عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, قال خط رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما خطا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew a line on the floor, and he said with his finger, he indicated with his finger على الأرض, upon that line, and he said, هذا سبيل الله, this is the path of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he drew lines on yamin al-khat, to the right of the straight line, and also upon the left of the straight line. Waqal, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wahadi subul, about these divergent paths, these are paths, ala kulli sabilin minha shaytan yad'u ilayh, upon every path, every one of those deviant divergent paths that go away from the straight path, the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet ﷺ said, is a devil calling to it. ثُمَّ تَلَى, and then he recited the ayah, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, and this is my straight path, so فَطُبَلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, and do not follow other paths, for surely they will take you away and cause you to split from his path. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded. Na'am. And Al-Ajuri rahimahullah, he said, قال محمد بن الحسين: علامة من أراد الله به خيرا.
A sign that Allah عز وجل wants good for an individual.
علامة, a sign, an indication that Allah عز وجل wants good for a person. سلوك هذا الطريق is that they walk upon this path. What is this path? في كل كبيرة وصغيرة. In everything that is major and everything that is small. كتاب الله. That they cling to the book of Allah عز وجل. وَسُنَنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And they cling to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they cling to the way of his companions رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And whoever follows them in goodness. وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَئِمَّةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And they cling to that which the imams of the Muslims were upon. في كل بلد. In every land. It's not restricted to one land. إلى آخر ما كان من العلماء. That we should cling to their way. الأوزاعي والسفيان الثوري ومالك بن أنس والشافعي وأحمد بن حنبل والقاسم بن سلام. ومن كان على مثل طريقين. And whoever's upon the same path as them. And also, look, إخواني, he didn't just say that you cling to this. He said, and you stay away from every madhab. تَضُمُّهُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. You stay away from every way, every position, every path, every madhab belief that those scholars they criticize. Look, إخوان, is this taqlid? الْجُرِي يَدْعُ إِلَى التَّقْلِيدِ. He's saying that we stay away from the way that the scholars, the imams of Al-Islam, warn us against. Why? Because those a'imma, those imams, obviously we know that they warned us in accordance to what is in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا تَغْتَرْ. Do not be fooled. Nah, we do not blind follow anyone. Blind following is that you follow someone without any proof. We do not call to that. We do not call to taqlid. However, do not be fooled that by those people that use taqlid to cause you to rebel against the scholars. Do not be fooled by those who have taqlid to cause you to rebel against the scholars. Because that was the fikra that Jama'at al-Tafsir, they used exactly the same thing. When you used to say to them, Al-Albani, he said, Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, Ibn Ubbad, he said, they say, these are men, we don't blind follow them. Kalimat al-Haq, a statement of truth, but the way that they implement it and the intention behind it is false. So now, we do not go to the blind following of anyone. However, do not be fooled by the slogan taqlid to reject what the Salaf were upon. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, Thawri, Malik ibn Anas, Shafi, Ahmed ibn Hanbal, and others. He said, وَسَنُبَيِّنُ. And we will clarify in this book that which they were upon, that which they were pleased with. The aqeedah and the manhaj of these great imams. The next chapter, Ikhwan, that Al-Ajuri, rahimahullah, he mentioned is the chapter ذكر افتراق الأمم في دينهم وعلى كم تفترق هذه الأمة. The splitting of the mention of the splitting of the nations, meaning the nations of the past, in their religion, and also to what extent this Ummah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was split. And Al-Ajuri again, he mentions various athar and ahadith in this chapter. And to summarize, he mentions the narration of Yusuf ibn Asbat, who said, فَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ أُصُولُ الْبِدَعِ. The foundations of innovation are four. The roots of all innovation are four. أُصُولُ الْبِدَعِ أَرْبَعَ. The roots of innovation, al-bid'ah, are four. الرَّوَافِضُ, bid'ah al-rafd. وَالْخَوَارِجُ. وَالْقَدَرِيَّةُ. وَالْمُرْجِئَةُ. ثم تتشعب كل فرقة ثمان عشرة طائفة. And from every one of those sects emerges 18 sects. How many is that? 18 times 4, إخوان. فتلك اثنتان وسبعون فرقة. And that would give 72 sects. والثالثة والسبعون الجماعة. And the 73rd is the جماعة. التي قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم about which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said إنها الناجية, that is the saved group. Shari Ikhwan, I just mentioned one hadith and the statement of Al-Ajuri rahimahullah and then close because Maghrib is in about 10 minutes. The hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan رضي الله تعالى عنه عن معاوية ibn Abi Sufyan أنه قام حين صلى الظهر بالناس. So he stood up after he had prayed the dhuhr. He stood up in front of the people in Mecca. فقال, and he said, ألا إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قام فينا فقال. The Prophet ﷺ, he stood amongst us and he said to us, ألا إن من كان قبلكم من أهل الكتاب. Verily those who came before you from the people of the book, they split على اثنتين وسبعين فرقة أو ملة. They split into 72 sects. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ سَتَفْتَرِقُ عَلَى 73. And this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, will split into 73. اثنتان وسبعون في النار, 72 in the hellfire. وَوَاحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and one is in paradise. وَهِيَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, and that is the jama'ah. Those are upon that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon, and his companion. Ikhwan, listening to the ayat and the ahadith and the athar of the Salaf, it's like listening to one of the mashayikh of Sunnah. If you were to listen to one of the mashayikh of the Sunnah, you would hear these athar, you would hear the ayat, and you would hear the same ahadith. Which is a proof, like a Sam'ani rahimahullah, he said, that the people of Sunnah, they do not change over time. It's funny that on the way down here, Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed that briefly, I look on the iPhone technology today, if used properly, obviously it's beneficial. I had Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, his explanation of Sharh al-Sunnah of al-Barbahari. And I started reading just the first few chapters, and some of the adilla were exactly the same as the adilla, some of the adilla that we're hearing now. About exactly the same issue. Showing what? That the people of Sunnah yashrabuna, they drink from one fountain. It shows what? That the foundations of the da'wah of Ahlul Sunnah, it never changes over time. Usul al-da'wah al-salafiyyah, it never changes over time. It shows us that alayna bil-atiq. It is upon us to stick to that which was ancient. Alayna bil-atiq. It is upon us to stick to that which is ancient. Meaning what? Meaning the way of the salaf. How do we cling to the way of the salaf? We familiarize ourselves with their works, with their books. Because the scholars, no doubt, we benefit from the scholars that are alive. The scholars who are alive, they are telling us exactly what we find in the books of the Salaf. And that is why you see the ulama of today teaching many of the books of the Salaf. وَهَذِي طَرِيقَةٌ. Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he closed Ikhwan, this chapter by saying, رَحِمُ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon a servant who is cautious of these firaq, who is wary of these firaq, these sects. وَجَانَبَ الْبِدَعِ, and stays away from innovation. وَلَمْ يَبْتَدِعْ, and does not innovate. وَلَزِمَ الْأَثَرِ, and he sticks to the narration. فَطَلَبَ طَرِيقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and he seeks the straight path. وَاسْتَعَانَ بِمَوْلَاهَ الْكَرِيمِ, and he seeks the aid of his protector and Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. وعن محمد بن سيرين قال كانوا يقولون إذا كان الرجل على الأثر فهو على الطريق. And محمد بن سيرين would say, Ikhwan, if a man is upon the athar, the way of the narration, then he's upon the tariq, he's upon the correct path. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله.